KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have cloudy skies with light snow here in Atlantic. We're at 15 degrees. We look for light snow or flurries to be ending this morning and a high today around 20. So far, we picked up a total of a half an inch with 0.3 inches falling before 7 a.m. And, of course, the additional 0.2 since 7 a.m. And that original 0.3 inch amounted to just 0.02 inch of water value. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, you're invited to join the Cass County Conservation Board for common feeder bird identification and the owl prowl programs. They'll be held February 7th at the Outdoor Educational Classroom near Messina. Get ready for the Great Backyard Bird Count by learning how to identify common Iowa birds that would like to visit your feeders. And you can join Kelly McKay from Building Better Birders as she shares about the common feeder bird identification. Funding for the program is provided by the Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, Conservation Education Program. This workshop will be conducted by Kelly McKay of BioEco Research and Monitoring Center, with assistance from Mark Roberts, Clinton County Conservation, and Brian Ritter from Nahant Marsh Education Center. The program is the first of the CCCB's Building a Better Birder workshop series and are brought to the Cass County Conservation Board through the Resource Enhancement and Protection grant. The common feeder bird session will begin at 2 p.m. Again, that's February 7th. The owl prowl hike will start at 4 p.m. on that date, and, of course, that will be outside. They do ask that you pre-register, please, by calling 769-2372. Again, that's 769-2372 to sign up. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman yesterday said that on March the 2nd of this year, a special election will be conducted for the Cam Community School District. All eligible electors of the district may vote in the election. The purpose of the election is to adopt a revenue purpose statement specifying the use of revenues the Cam Community School District will receive from the State of Iowa's Secure and Advanced Vision for Education, or SAVE, Fund. A request for an absentee ballot may be requested from the auditor's office now, but the ballot will not be mailed out until February 1st. Beginning February 1st, you may vote an absentee ballot at the Cass County Auditor's Office in the courthouse in Atlantic. The last day to vote an absentee ballot at the auditor's office is March 1st. You can see links to the Notice of Election and 2021 CAM CSD Special Election Sample Ballot in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. There's a couple of PDF files that will pop open when you do so. And the absentee voting with notice and sample ballot will be published in the Anita Tribune on or about February 11th. U.S. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said she believes it's unconstitutional to try a president for articles of impeachment after he leaves office. Ernst was a loyal supporter of President Donald Trump while he was in office. She's among several Republican senators to question the impeachment proceedings, casting doubt on whether Democrats can get the needed Republican votes to convict Trump. Ernst told reporters Tuesday that Trump exhibited poor leadership and has some responsibility for a January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. She said that he should have moved more quickly to told the crowd to remain peaceful. However, Ernst said she's not sure his actions met the definition of inciting an insurrection as alleged by the impeachment article prepared by the House. A Southeast Iowa businessman has won a special election for the state Senate seat Republican Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa had held until she resigned to become a member of the U.S. House. 47-year-old Adrian Dickey, a Republican from Packwood, won by 10.5 points.
This whole campaign's been 18 days, so that, you know, that alone is a bit of a oddity. I felt really, really confident going into Sunday. You know, I've probably made 3,000 phone calls, maybe knocked on over 1,000 doors.
Dickey is president of Dickey Transport, a refrigerated trucking firm his grandfather started in 1959.
I'm very blessed to have an amazing family, and we're all very proud to have, roughly 100 employees that we can provide a good living and good income to.
Dickey has been a volunteer firefighter in Packwood for 29 years. He's proposing that the $100 state tax credit for volunteer firefighters be increased to $1,000.
One of the things that's been very important to me in his campaign is thanking these heroes, thanking these people, and putting them at the first of the line for a change.
Dickey is likely to be sworn in as a state senator the week of February 8th after unofficial election results are certified, both county and state officials. He'll represent Senate District 41, which includes the cities of Ottumwa, Fairfield, Bloomfield, and covers most of Wapello and Jefferson counties, plus all of Davis and Van Buren counties. Mary Stewart, the Democratic candidate in the office, was the dean of academic services at Indian Hills Community College when she retired after 30 years at the school. Stewart lost to Dickey by 966 votes. Governor Kim Reynolds says any new fuel pumps installed in Iowa should be able to dispense gasoline with at least a 10% blend of ethanol. And the governor says that B11, which is 11% biodiesel, should be standard for diesel pumps.
As we look forward to this year's legislative session, I am excited to advance policies that will grow the biofuels and ag industry. And that means making biofuels the clear choice for Iowa drivers.
Many retailers offer two, three, or even four blends of fuel from one pump, and this would not require that every option be of a higher blend of biofuel, but it would require E10 and B11 at least be offered from newly installed pumps. A spokesman for the governor says a draft of the legislation Reynolds proposes will be released soon. Reynolds says governors in Illinois, Nebraska, and South Dakota are considering similar requirements for new fuel pumps.
Minnesota has already taken some steps to help drive higher blends, and so I think collectively we have a responsibility. We're better together.
Reynolds is also asking Iowa legislators to expand the state grant program for installing fuel pumps that dispense higher blends of biofuels. The program has a $3 million budget this year. Reynolds suggests it should be $10 million next year.
That will help accelerate and help fund the installation of higher blend compatible infrastructure.
State records indicate there are more than 40,000 gas pump meters in Iowa. 2 years ago, Reynolds issued an executive order requiring the use of biodiesel in state-owned vehicles with engines that run on diesel. She's asking legislators to pass a law this year to make that a permanent state policy. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.